Hello there. This is the Summer Valley FM Film Review. I'm your host, Ben Pinsent, the usher here at the Summer Valley FM Cinema. This week, we're planning a heist with everyone's favourite stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder, Han Solo. After narrowly escaping from under the thumb of a criminal overlord on the scummy sewers of Corellia, a young Han Solo joins the Imperial Naval Academy in hopes of being the best pilot in the galaxy. However, 3 years later, he's an infantry soldier on some backwater planet trying to get back to Corellia, trying to save a friend, Kira, he'd left behind. There, he runs into a group of criminals trying to steal a valuable cargo for some big-shot gangster. It is then Han Solo and a newly freed Wookiee set themselves on the path of being the best smugglers in the known universe. So we all know about Solo, a Star Wars story's troubled production. From the hiring of an acting coach for Alden Ehrenreich, our leading man, to the firing of the original directors Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, who were replaced by Ron Howard. When we heard about it, we were worried. Was this leading to a dud film? Well, worry no more, because Solo is good, yo. So, obviously, the set, creature, design, and visual effects are going to be great. Outside that, Solo is full of tense action and wonderful characters that we remember, and some we don't. Ehrenreich knocks it out of the park as Solo, adding a youthful exuberance that will believably turn into Harrison Ford's deadpan arrogance, while Donald Glover naturally shines, even if he is underused as Lando Calrissian. Woody Harrelson and Emilia Clarke provide decent support as detailed and vibrant characters in their own right. Strip all the Star Wars stuff away and you still have a pretty decent action crime caper. The action is tense and there are a lot of twists and turns in the story that always hints at more significant things going on in the galaxy. Yeah, the stakes are low because we know that Solo, Chewie and Lando are still around, but the other characters are so well acted that we begin to worry about their well-being, so that makes up for that little flaw. And there's also a need for the film to constantly reference things, like the Kessel Run and the card game that won Han the Millennium Falcon, etc. However, despite these issues, Solo is still a strong outing from the Star Wars universe that adds so much to a story that we thought we already knew. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review here on Summer Valley FM. I've been your host, as always, Ben Pinsent, and if you have an opinion that you would like to share about Solo, a Star Wars story, or any other film that's currently out in cinemas, why not drop us a line on Summer Valley FM's social media, either on our Facebook page or on our Twitter, at Summer Valley FM, or, alternatively, you can tweet me more directly, at Corrupted Record. But of course, don't forget to join me next week when I'll be taking a look at more films soon to be released in your local cinemas. I'll see you then.